Bible study differs from Bible reading. Reading the Bible gives us a panoramic view of the Scriptures. Bible study gives us depth in the Scriptures. Notice Proverbs 2, 1 through 5. My son, if thou wilt receive my word and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart unto understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Note these words in verse 4. Seek, search, understand, find. Seek as for silver. Search as for hid treasure. The man who seeks for silver and searches for hid treasure needs three things: motivation, tools, and a plan. Some great motivation for Bible study is found in this verse. We will understand the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, and find the knowledge of God Himself. The Bible says that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. We remember the great prayer of the Apostle Paul, that I may know Him. When our knowledge of God increases, our faith is deepened, because to know Him is to trust Him. When our knowledge of God increases, our love grows, because to know Him is to love Him. When our faith and love for God grow, they affect the way we live. To trust Him and to love Him is to obey Him. Through personal Bible study, we learn of God's sovereignty and power and His great love for us. These give us a firm foundation for our lives, so that when the storms of life are raging and the winds of adversity blow, our lives are steady through trust in Him. His sovereignty in all things, His unlimited power, and His love for us. Now then, to do Bible study, we need some tools to help us get going. I started with some very helpful question and answer studies that laid a foundation in my life. From these, I went on to chapter analysis study and then to topical study. We also need a plan. First of all, plan to study the Bible itself. Commentaries are helpful, but really, the Bible is its own best commentary. Books about the Bible are interesting, but the Bible itself is far more interesting than any book ever written about it. Plan to set aside a specific time during the day. Now, when I was selling clothes in a store, I would take a portion of my lunch hour for Bible study. My wife takes some time in the morning after our son leaves for school. I enjoy Bible study after the evening meal. Set aside some specific time during the day that is best for you. If we do this, we're in good company. The book of Acts records the practice of the people of Berea. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word of God with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Remember the Apostle Paul's instruction to Timothy? Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. May God bless you as you study His word.